quite sure he does what you want him to do. Do you have any clear view as to where the best place for him to be? Or are you glad
what
to have
are they?
Well, one was to come down here and be standing by in case he was needed at CETO, which the other is to get down to Peru and to Colombia. And I don't think he cares. He just wants to. We've had a lot of different people working on using everybody, and he wants. He's the sort of fellow that.
I'm for either one of them. I don't care. They've mentioned both of them to me, and every time they mention him, I just say he's wonderful.
I see. I see. And
I told him today, I told you, I think, that I sure hope that Rusk didn't have to be out of town.
Yeah, well, I've passed that message. Rusk, I think his own feeling is that. If he can't go, he'd rather have George Ball go, and that's for him to decide, it seems
to me. I don't care.
No. Right, right.
Although I think George is one of the few men that's working here, and I wish
I would
that
have
he could
thought
get
it
to
was
Vietnam.
Better to send Averill, but that's the Secretary's problem, not. I just don't
Well, ask him if Harriman's going to have my plan for me on Vietnam, if Ed Ball is, before he leaves.
Because
he's the man that's supposed to give us the peace initiatives.
Yes, he is, and he's got people working on it, and if he went away for 10, of course, he also knows Vietnam better than Averill, but Averill's been stout on Vietnam, and is a good, determined fella.
But Averill, the point I'm making is, Ball is responsible for drawing a plan.
Yeah.
To try to give us some initiatives in that field. We've been unable to get him out of that department. So the other night when Ball came into this, I said, you take off 3 or 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
When do they have to go to CETO?
Well, theoretically, they ought to be going tomorrow, but they don't actually have to go till Sunday. It's only their own.
Well, I would fire you. Ask Ball if he's got my request finished.
Yeah.
I told him to take off 3 or 4 days, and I don't remember when I told him.
I get it. I remember first the week.
But if he's got it, that's fine. If not, what are we going to do? Just let Vietnam go to hell till he comes back? I think we ought to be moving.
Yeah.
I still had a little agriculture thing, and I got it buried, and I'm going to go out tomorrow and get me a filling station man, see if he'll draw me up a plan.
No, Mr. President, it did not get buried. I'll admit it got delayed because we needed to get something that happened to be so, and this one, Don Hornig would be the first to tell you that it needs attention and that we're working on it and we're going to have some stuff for you. And they finally have got the message that it isn't enough good for them to be doing good works in the provinces. There has to be news in it. And it's partly my fault for being slow to get it, but we have a group of 10 guys working that are supposed to produce one pearl after another on a necklace just for you starting Monday morning. And I think we'll get some.
What about some health?
Also some health.
I'd like to have some pictures made of the mobile.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to get television things made. And we're trying to get guys to come in. And I have said that if they'll bring in good stories, you will give them their news peg, that you will receive the doctor who's done the job and so forth, that you're sitting here waiting, but nobody suggested it to you. And I think that we're going to get stuff. I won't swear it until I've delivered it. But they went away at least looking as if they understood, which was a novelty.
Carl Rowan wants to know what we're doing. So
I've invited him for 8:30 in the morning and told him to come in his small car, not his big one, and keep his name out of the papers. And which side of that bet do you want?
Do you want to take Wallace Green's top secret plan on how to
kill VC?
I'll send it down to you.
Right.
Okay, and you give me a reply to him sometime.
Aye.